The following podcast has been brought to you by Banter Club.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Banter Club proudly brings to you this I, one of your longest reigning Ramble Mania tag team champions of the world, the Angel of Death 6XL, joining me as always.
It is I, the other half, the longest reigning Ramble Mania tag team champions of all the times, DJ the Great. DJ the Great. Of course, we are the Banter Club. We are here to discuss the easiest 1 hour of wrestling there is to watch in any given week, maybe aside from New Japan Strong. AEW Rampage. This is Rampage, baby.
This is the show you've been waiting on. Baby.
And, you know, before we get to the Rampage, we got to discuss the little tiny bits of news. We usually discuss it all by Dynamite, but there is a little tidbit here that I just saw. And the February 18th episode of AEW Rampage will apparently be airing at 7 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock because that's All-Star Friday for the NBA. And, you know, they're going to be doing the Rising Stars. It's a tournament this year, actually. So, yeah, that's going to be a fairly big deal for them. But, yeah, they're doing the Rising Star stuff on Friday and the Celebrity Game. And, you know, of course, Saturday is Slam Dunk and 3-point, and Sunday's the big game. So with all that going on TNT this year, they're taking precedent as they would typically do. And Rampage is going to move to earlier instead of, you know, another day or later or something like that. So I find it interesting because, you know, I think everybody's talked about how the biggest weakness that Rampage has is its time slot. And, you know, seeing where it could do in other potential locations is interesting, especially here. Friday at 7 before SmackDown as opposed to after SmackDown. I'm interested in seeing how that does. Like, because obviously it's not prime time. It's before prime time technically, but the 7 o'clock hour is still, you know, it's not the worst hour for TV. It's definitely better than the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah, so, definitely, because people are still awake.
So, I'm interested to see how that does, ratings-wise, and what that'll tell the network. Like, obviously, it's just for the weekend. They'll be back to normal after, but still an interesting thing to see. But yeah, got to move aside for that Rising Stars game, brother.
I'm cool with that. That's actually a good slot for them. I'm probably fucking... It's going to be a mess for me a little bit, because I'm usually doing stuff at that time.
I'm kind of tight. Because I might be at work that day, so I'll have to deal with that. But
I might just be busy doing regular house shit because I spend Thursdays doing all the shit for this. So by Friday it's like, all right, I got to do regular, normal people shit.
So I mean, with that said, that's pretty much it. And now it's time. Let's get to this Rampage.
Oh, shit.
Rampage, baby.
Are you ready?
Indeed.
No! Where the fuck is Shawn Michaels when you need him? I said, are you ready?
I am ready. This is where I live now because, you know.
Then. For the thousands in attendance, it's just... And the millions watching at home.
It'll be you.
And for one Andrade who does not understand that friendships are friendships and not business ventures.
Why you work for him? You should work for me.
Let's get ready to banter.
AEW Rampage from Chicago, Illinois. Same as Dynamite. It was taped. I think the last Rampage was live, but this one's taped. We open up
more lives.
Yeah, but it's hard to do because of when the show airs.
But
we got Adam Cole versus Evil Uno to open up the show. A fucking guy, Evil Uno, got jobber entrance. You hate to see it.
Not only did he get jobber entrance, but somebody must have called Ryback because they looked at this match and said, skip.
They was like, man, we gotta boost Adam Cole back up, which did make sense that they would do. But, you know.
In my head, though, I'm like, damn, I'm thinking they're going to have another classic. You know what I'm saying? Like, Adam Cole has been murking everybody. It's been amazing to watch him wrestle. Like, fucking Trent Beretta and a bunch of other people. Like, he's been doing good. And then...
it's all about timing, right? He had to see Adam Cole after Adam Cole lost a match that Adam Cole would tell you didn't happen. But since it did happen and we all saw it, we got to rebuild
it. It was a
Adam
lights
Cole.
Out match. It wasn't real.
Yeah. So, you know. fucking Cole jumps Uno from the off and Uno comes back. Jericho tells Excalibur, Evil Uno. That stands for Evil One. Did you know that?
No.
So, yeah, Cole drops him with a series of super kicks and then he lowers the boom on him, gets the win early, quick, a few minutes. Super strong win for Adam Cole, like you would expect.
Kicked
the
living shit out of that poor man.
Evil Uno, the homie. Yeah, I hate it had to be him.
He could take some hits, though, because he was. Bro, them shits look stiff as shit.
Yeah. And then, you know, Uno will go right back to dark and pick up like 30 wins and then it'll be all right. So, post-match, Adam Cole gets the mic. He lists all the men that he's beaten so far in AEW. Says, you know, you want to know what all these men have in common? They're all involved in my undefeated run. And I don't give a damn about what happened last week because as far as I'm concerned, that doesn't exist. But what does exist is a new Adam Cole, a ruthless Adam Cole that's going to take whatever he wants. Says, I've been one of the best in the world for years. I've been winning world championships all over the place. Says, Adam Cole always ends up being the guy, no matter what promotion, no matter what company, no matter what brand it is. Says, the one thing everybody craves is certainty. And the one thing I can say that's for certain is that I will be AEW champion. And I buy it. Adam Cole, he's taking his licks, but now he's gotten acclimated to the company. He's fit within all the character framework, and I can definitely see them heating him up for a title shot.
And for all the people complaining, please, can you just,
Watch the product. Shut up and watch the product.
Can you just wait? Please. Can you please? Hey, listen, I understand. You're impatient.
Shut the fuck up and watch the product. You're being nice. I'm not being nice. I'm not being nice about fucking basic ass A to B booking. Like, it's mad obvious what's going on here.
I know, but it seems to be that a lot of people, for some weird reason lately, they just can't wait. They can't. Long-term booking, what the fuck is this? I'm like, yo, just fucking
it's
wait.
It's not even long-term booking. Like, it's basic A to Z booking.
Exactly.
Like.
But to them, oh, it's taking too long. Why is he not the top guy yet? Why is he not? Adam Cole should be world champion. Blah, 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 blah. Like, that's not how we do it here, bro. That's not. You don't just get a title shot for no fucking reason here. This is not fucking Goldberg on SmackDown. It's not how the fuck we do shit here in this company. We do regular-ass fucking booking. It's nice. It's refreshing. It makes sense. It has a story to it. You don't just have this motherfucker come out and be like, at Saudi Arabia, you're next. No, nigga, you don't just get title belts out here like that. It's not the fuck you think this is, bro. This is more reality-based.
I don't know anything about what you just said.
Dumb shit.
What the hell is Goldberg and Saudi Arabia? What is any of that? I don't know.
Roman
what
versus Goldberg and Saudi.
No, I know what you mean. I don't know. Yeah, but with Adam Cole, like, even if he don't win the world title right away, which I don't think he will because of everything you just said, they don't just throw guys into the world title picture here. I think people forget that Adam Cole is, what, 33 years old? He's young. He's pretty young. There is time for this dude to get to where you want him to be. And it's obvious from the way they booked him from the outset that they know that he can get there. They probably want him to get there because Tony Khan said when he signed him, this is the one guy I feared when I was going up against NXT. So you put a guy over like that, you obviously got some level of major plans for him. So yeah, there's time. And it seems like now they're starting to heat him up some. So there we go.
And you all know, at the end of the day, we got to wait for Kenny to get better. Because you know the feud that we want is Adam Cole versus Kenny Omega. Come the fuck
like
on.
There's,
relax.
There's like a million Adam Cole potential Adam Cole matches and feuds that you can do that don't even involve the world title yet. That'll be big time matches. So, you know.
Cry if you saw Panama Sunrise versus Pepsi Plunge.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit you can do here. So, you know, let's give it some time. Now we got Jade Cargill, the TBS champion.
Oh, she was talking her shit.
She was talking that shit. She was in the back with Smart Mark. Mm-hmm. She said, I made all you slobs stop flipping your channels just to see my fine ass. Listen, yeah, Jade.
Yes.
Even if you're absolutely right, Jade, you ain't got to be so mean about it.
She's right, though. That's exactly why
she,
I watched
She right. She right. No, I'm not fine saying she's absolutely right. I said Baby it before. I'd say it again. She too fine. Jade is too fucking good looking. Like, if I was in a room with Jade Cargill, I would leave. Like, I don't think I belong here. And this is some special people room.
Boy, that's Kobe steak, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's that Kobe beef, son. Y'all over here is the
Jade is too fine. But Smart Mark is like, listen, Jade Cargill is now 26-0, and soon she'll become 27-0. Mm-hmm. And Jade says, you know, I'm green, right? Green like money. So now I'm just wondering, who's going to be next on my show? That bitch show.
That's what you get for talking shit.
That's been her thing, yeah. Because, you know, people be like, she's green. And she's like, yeah, I am green. I'm green like money, which I've said it. Both are true. Like, she does still have more to learn in the ring. But, like, she's money. She's obvious money. Mm-hmm. You run with that. So, you know, both are true.
Not just that, but I see her getting better every week.
Yeah, it's not like she's not improving. So
if there was
improving.
No progression, then I'd be like, yo, fuck this shit. But she's progressing.
Yeah, she's definitely getting better. She just did an interview with the Grab Seat podcast. Shout out to those guys on Fightful. And she talked about how she was training with Bryan Danielson. So, I mean, she is fully utilizing the tools in her arsenal to become the best pro wrestler she can be. And her ceiling is in space and beyond.
And beyond.
With all her potential, with her aura and everything, and with dudes like Bryan Danielson able to train her, then she going up. She going way up. It's the TNT Championship on the line. Isaiah Cassidy versus Sammy Guevara. And Sammy's ribs are taped up following the ladder match, of course.
Here's something that they actually mentioned on commentary, which I found kind of cool. They were like, he had both those belts and that jacket on, so you couldn't see the taped up ribs. But now you can see that his ribs are all fucked up, which is actually kind of cool that they even brought that up, that they even put that into the ether, because it's true. He came out here, you know, he looks like $1 million. You can't tell. He's fucked. But then when he gets in that ring, you see that tape. There's nothing else you could do, man. And that shit becomes a target in the match, as it usually does.
Yeah, and then that's what happens in this match. Isaiah Cassidy spends most of it working over his ribs. Mm-hmm. They're throwing hands early, but Sammy sends Isaiah packing outside with a drop kick, then follows it with a dive. Mark Quinn tries to interfere, but Sammy jumps over him. And then Matt, he jumps up on the apron and then drops Sammy with a side effect on the hardest part of the ring.
Yes, right
and
on the apron.
We go to picture in picture. So we come back.
Snowpiercer and shit.
Yeah, Snowpiercer and all that. Watch Snowpiercer. Watch all the good shit that be coming on TNT. But we come back with Isaiah working Sammy's ribs. Sammy makes a comeback, drops him with a big knee, then goes for the GTH, but his ribs are still injured, so he can't quite lift him up.
Yeah, he can't like straighten himself up.
Yeah. So, Brody. So.
Brody Lee.
Brody Lee, get you out of here. So Isaiah rushes Sammy in the corner, eats a super kick, and then Andrade's music just hits out of nowhere. Jericho's like, that scared the hell out of me. And he's right. That scared the hell out of me, too. I was like, what the fuck is that?
I was like, it's Chavo? It sounded very Chavo, that theme song. I'm sorry.
It did. But Isaiah comes back. It's a Sling Blade backbreaker. That shit was sick. Sling
Blade.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out for seeing the big giant Mexican flag right on the apron. And calling out Andrade because that made it.
Yeah.
And then he was standing in front of it, which is the great part.
Yeah, the Mexican fans were going crazy. I'm pretty sure they were the ones on Dynamite fucking talking shit during the Penta match.
Like I said, bro, having Andrade up in front, right on ringside, but then the Mexican flag is behind them. That shit felt cool as shit.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It felt like they were his squad.
Yeah.
And my little squad back here.
Yeah, I got the people. So, Sammy, he tries a springboard, but Isaiah cuts him off, hits a big cutter on the ropes, and then follows it up with a dive outside. Follows it in the ring with a swanton bomb. That gets a two count. He goes for the twist of fate, but Sammy blocks it, and they trade kicks and double down off that. So then Sammy, he's on the apron. He looks down at Mark Quinn and then leaps up and hits this huge moonsault.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Quinn goes down and then goes back in the ring. Hits the double jump cutter on Isaiah. That gets a near fall. So then Sammy says, fuck this. And he lifts him up and nails the GTH. And that gets the 1, 2, and 3. Then afterward, the AFO hits the ring. Andrade and Matt and Mark Quinn get in. And Jericho, you see Jericho get up on commentary.
He stands up by the rampway.
Yeah, like, yo, I guess I'm going to have to make the save. It's looking like, but Darby Allin's music hits instead. He comes down to the ring, and Andrade steps up to him like, hey, little kid.
Okay, Mr. Duval.
Hey, come on, little kid. Hey, but Darby.
Hand me to hand.
Darby then backs up. He stands by Sammy like, ah, I'm with this guy. We're going to fight. And then the AFO, they step away. They back down. So it's just Sammy and Darby in the ring. Mm-hmm. And then Darby, he looks up. He steps to Sammy, looks at those titles, and gives him a nice pat on the shoulder like, you know I still want those.
Yep.
But we good for now.
You see Isaiah Cassidy shit him with that. One of those are fake.
But Darby has said the only title he ever wants to hold is the TNT Championship. So I like that he's been consistent about that. Like, he's never given a fuck about any other belt except the TNT Championship.
Yo, I love you, AEW, but please, please give us an undisputed AEW TNT Championship. And please.
Make a new one. Maybe they're working on it. Maybe that's why he still got the two for now. Maybe they're working on it. We got QT Marshall now. He's fucking sick of Hook. He's done with Hook. He's like, I'm sick of this new sensation, Hook. He's reckless. He chokes people out. He steps over them. He stepped over me. I don't like that shit.
He eats chips and smokes weed.
Yeah, I don't like any of this. Does everybody
ever
talk
since CM Punk said that shit, bro? I've been cracking up, bro. The fact that the entire crowd just started chatting, smoking weed.
It was hilarious.
Y'all terrible.
But he's like, everybody talks about send Hook. Well, I'm sending someone to get Hook. One of my prize students. Someone in you people have never seen before. And I guess that would be something for Rampage next week. We got Hook versus a QT Marshall student. I don't know who, but I'm excited for it. QT students, you think about it, and how many of them are spread throughout the AEW roster. His students are good. He's a good teacher. So, I mean, we're going to see what's going on.
I mean, from what I've seen, especially with the little squad that he got, you know what I'm saying? He's got a few prospects, and I'm waiting for him to actually do something of note, because to be honest, he hasn't really done much.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, I kind of liked him because he gave me CW Anderson vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. We said this before. I like QT as this mid card, old school style baby face, but they want to run with him as mid-card, fuck around heel. and have him trained up the guys of the future. But, you know, it's like we said, the guys of the future, she's training so far. The guys and girls, because, I mean, Anna Jay and Red Velvet and all of them, they train under him too. And, you know, they're turning out good. So now we got Tony. He's with Chris Statlander, and he's like, what's going on with Layla Hirsch and, you know, her attitude lately? And Statlander says, you know, I know Layla Hirsch has an amateur background and, you know, that's cool, but this is the pros. So maybe she should behave a little more professional. And then Layla Hirsch runs in like, fuck that. And she hits her with a chair. And then she like runs in and knees the chair in her face. And then she looks at the camera like, yeah, that's professional. She walks off. So, yeah, Layla ain't playing. Red Velvet comes up afterward and checks on her, but it's beef. Beef real. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, Mercedes Martinez versus Thunder Rosa. Fucking Thunder Rosa came out.
The aunties.
I feel like
Yoshi's aunties.
Her aura alone could have fucking melted something. Like, Thunder Rosa came out pissed off. She threw her jacket into space. And fucking power walk to the ring. I was like, this is what I'm talking about.
But you're not going to lie about Mercedes Martinez. Like, she didn't come out here looking like ultimate badass.
Yeah, but Mercedes Martinez always looks pissed off. That's the
She looked thugged the fuck out. I was like, oh, who are you killing tonight, bro?
But that's her regular. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mercedes Martinez always looked like that. She always gangster. But Thunder Rosa was like, nah, I got to match the gangster tonight. It's a fucking fight. So she gets in the ring. She rushes Mercedes. She takes her outside. They come back in the ring. Mercedes has this big spine buster as we go into the pip. And then we come back. They're up top. Mercedes is mid-air at this point. She hits her with a big avalanche DVD. That gets a near fall. She sets her up for Splash Mountain, but Rosa escapes. It's an Emerald Flosion, and that sends Mercedes back outside. And then Rosa, she knocks her off the steps. And then she approaches her. She steps around them. But Mercedes goes under the ring and grabs a pipe and fucking cracks Thunder Rosa in the head with it, causing a DQ, a disqualification. Jericho is yelling on commentary. He's like, we never see DQs in AEW. This is the first one in Rampage history, which I think he's right about that. I think this is the first ever DQ in Rampage.
In Rampage,
But I'm still going to say the second and third DQs in AEW history happened within a month of each other.
Yeah.
And truthfully, I didn't think either was necessary, but
I mean, in this one, I get it because she was paid to take her out no matter what.
I didn't mind this one too much because they're telling a story. And all right, it's fine. Just don't do this too much, though.
And don't, I mean, it worked. Like I said, it works because of the storyline. So I'm not going to poo-poo it.
Yeah, I'm not going to poo-poo it too much, but don't let this become a thing.
Yeah, because then that shit becomes annoying.
Yeah. And don't take forever to run it back, because I feel like we were waiting forever for this match.
It took forever for us to even get the match. And then when we got the match, like, this shit happened. It's like, y'all better run this shit back.
Yeah, run it back. And don't take 2 months this time.
Yo, that lead pipe looked vicious, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it looked like a me-sized lead pipe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Next match, they got to just go for it. Do a hardcore or whatever.
No, you know what they should do? Lights out.
Yeah, do that. Go crazy.
Or a cage match.
Yeah, whatever. But after this, we got a Serena Deeb video package.
Serena Deeb, yeah.
I like this shit. She's walking like the floor. She got a wolf with her. And, you know, it's text popping up on the screen talking about the attributes of a wolf hunting. And at the end, it says, keep running. I'm faster. And it locks in on her eyes, and she's looking all evil and shit. I was like, oh, this shit is dope.
And then she becomes a wolf and shit. It was all cool and shit.
It's like, oh, shit, Serena Deeb and Animagus? All right.
I like that shit.
Yeah, I like that shit.
So then we had the backstage situation.
Yeah, we go to Tony with Mercedes Martinez. She holding a pipe like, that's right. Tony's like, what's up with the lead pipe? And Mercedes is like, hey, I came to take out Thunder Rosa by any means necessary.
Necessary, yeah.
But then Britt Baker walks up like, hey, what's up with the DQ? That's not what we discussed. Jamie Hayter's like, what the hell did you discuss? Britt's like, yeah, I'll tell you, since someone hasn't gotten the job done lately, I decided to enlist some help. Mm-hmm. So then she turns to Mercedes. She's like, hey, listen, Smart Mark Sterling may have given you that check, but you remember who was the one that signed the check. Dr. Britt Baker. D-N-M-D. And Mercedes is like, hey, I did what you asked me to do. I took Thunder Rose out. And she's like, Britt is like, you did. But now you got to finish the job. And if you don't, I'll make sure your time here at AEW is shorter than your last job.
Damn, finishing the job? What the fuck you want her to do, bro? She just beat the shit out of a woman with a lead pipe. You want to kill her?
Yeah, that's what she said. Yo, kill her.
No, we're not killing people out here, bro. What are you doing?
Britt Baker said, kill her.
Britt Baker out here talking about, nah, she didn't die, though. We're like, nah, bro, what are you talking about?
Britt Baker was like, I need her sleeping with the fishes, all right? You got to get that right.
You got to call the other place for that.
Yeah. Your boy Tony will set you up right.
Fact. I'm glad you caught that.
But yeah, Mercedes gets fucking hot at that. But then Jamie Hayter steps in and they have a stare down. And oh, my Lord, give me that match. Mm. Mercedes Martinez and Jamie Hayter.
And you know how much I love Jamie Hayter.
Yeah, let them throw hands and shit. Jamie Hayter was looking all fiery in there. She's like, the fuck you talking about?
She's a fucking gangster, bro. I like her, bro. She's cool.
Jamie Hayter was with all the smoke.
That's what I'm saying. I have so much love for Jamie Hayter, bro. Like, ever since day one, I was like, yo, she's a little badass.
That's how I told that Britt Baker promo on Dynamite. Yeah. We both like, yo, where the hell was Jamie Hayter? What the hell is going on here? And good to see her back.
Yeah, great. Great to see her, you know. By the way, another ad about Chris Jericho and being a
fast foodies gimmick. And he's talking about, man, this was
it's my gimmick now at this point. So
he's talking about his favorite fast food meal was A&W, which is hilarious because that's what Danhausen calls AEW.
But it makes sense. A&W was like, you know, a nice little throwback spot. It reminds me of like what Sonic is for us in the East Coast today.
Yeah.
You know, where like they have the little bellhops and the roller skates and, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and they bring you some floats and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the root beer floats and all that.
Yeah.
Man, Wendy's got to bring back the Sprite float. That shit was elite.
I want some root beer float, like a real one. I want a malt. I want like an actual chocolate malt, bro. Like I haven't. Yeah. It's been so many years. Like, I don't know. In the 90s, we had so much cool food that was readily available. And now it's the same old fucking commercial bullshit. It's the
same old shit. We got the main event interview. Mark Henry, of course, with Jay Lethal and Ricky Starks. Mark, he asked Jay Lethal, are you worried about Powerhouse Hobbs interfering? And Jay Lethal says, I am. Because, you know, look, they're both right there. It's two of them and just one of me. But Ricky Starks should be worried about me bursting that bubble of your ego and taking that title of yours. And Starks says, hey, listen, I acknowledge that, you know, you're a legend in this business, Jay Lethal. I acknowledge your tenure, but you need to acknowledge that you've never been in the ring with someone like absolute Ricky Starks. And Lethal says,
acknowledge me.
Acknowledge me. The tribal chief, Ricky Starks.
Yep.
Lethal says he needs to think about what will happen if he loses that title tonight. What will Taz think of you? You lose that title to me. You know what? Let's find out. And then Mark goes, well,
I don't think Taz would think any less of him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'd
be, like, it's Jay fucking Lethal. He'd be pissed because he'd be like, hey, you're not FTW.
Yeah. Because Taz said, I don't want that guy with the belt. So,
yeah.
So, I don't know.
But he wouldn't have been like, he would have been like, why? At least it was fucking Jay Lethal.
Yeah, he said though, I don't like Jay Lethal. I don't want him holding my belt. I don't know. Taz guys.
At least he didn't lose it to Eva Marie or something.
Did that even happen? I don't
Hey, I mean she's a
Eva
fucking
Marie pops up in AEW, looks right past all the women. I want that, pointing at Ricky Starks.
That'd be hilarious.
Hey, what the hell?
I wouldn't understand. I'd be like, Tony, why?
What is this?
Tony would just be in the back laughing his ass off.
So yeah, Mark hits his line. They announced that Tony Khan is going to have a big announcement on AEW Dynamite, which he elaborated on Twitter that it's a free agent signing, apparently. Someone stepping through the forbidden door. So we're going to see what's going on.
But from where, though?
Yeah. Because he said, like, it could be anybody from anywhere, whether we're on AEW's on good terms with them or not. And, you know, they could denounce their old company when they step through. Like, he was hyping us up. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Let's go Biff.
That opens up a lot. It could be Biff. It could be a lot of people. So, but I feel like because of the hype behind it and he went on Twitter Killer and all Cross? That. Maybe. I feel like it's got to be like a big name. Someone who was.
Keith you know, Lee.
That's the main one that people have thrown their hat behind so far. Keith Lee.
He got married, I think.
He did. He just got married.
It's time for the main event. There you go. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. FTW Championship on the line. Jay Lethal versus Absolute Ricky Starks. This starts out, Jay Lethal is, you know, out experiencing Ricky Starks to begin. They're grappling and Lethal is getting the better of it. So Ricky Starks just gets pissed off. Whole time Taz on commentary like, you can't get out of your element, bro. You can't let him take him out of your element. You gotta calm down, Ricky. Mm-hmm. They start brawling. And then these two just start chopping the shit out of each other. Like, they both got something to prove.
Hell yeah.
And no lie, Ricky was working this whole match like, I got something to fucking prove. I need to be on TV every goddamn week. And I agree.
That's true. And not for nothing, like, both of these guys are two guys that you're like, nah, hell yeah, son. They both want something to prove. Jay Lethal wants to show, like, yo, I can do this shit on TV all day, every day. Try me. And then fucking Ricky's like, yo, I'm like one of the best. I should be all over this fucking program on both Dynamite and fucking Rampage. So let's fucking go.
Yeah, they're going back and forth. Stark gets sent outside. Lethal follows him with a tope. Pray suicida.
Suicida. Mm-hmm.
He follows with another. But then Hobbs steps up to him. Hobbs was sitting down holding the title.
Yo, the Hobbs was trolling the whole match.
But then
the whole match he was trolling. It was a part where Jay Lethal was outside and Hobbs just kept like
this was
walking over him.
Yeah. So like after that tope, Lethal turns around and Hobbs mm-hmm. is right there looking at him. He's like, So then the ref just pokes out like, hey, get the hell out of here, Hobbs. Sit down. Yeah. Have a seat. And Hobbs and is like, sits, all right.
Yeah, like, hey, slow down. Can't be hitting my boy like that. Yeah. Let him get up at least. you know when they having a fight in the street? And then there's that, yo, let him get up.
Hold up.
There's always that one guy, hey, let him get up.
Hold on now.
Who made you referee, my man? Where you fucking came from? There's always one guy. No, wait, let him get up. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. So, we come back from break. Starks is in mm-hmm. control. He goes for the DDT off the top rope, but Lethal throws him off and then drops him with a big lariat. They double down off of that.
Yep.
Then Lethal, he gets some pinning combos, then drops him with a flatliner. That gets a two count. Starks comes back, hits a big Liger bomb. The way they went into this Liger bomb.
Beautiful Liger bomb.
Like, Lethal has him, but then Starks reverses, and he has him down. It looks like he's got him in, like, Styles Clash position for a second. Yeah. But then he just, like, deadlifts him and drops him with the Liger bomb.
Yeah, he didn't need... Oh, that boy strong. He's strong.
Great.
That boy, country strong.
Indeed. They get to their knees. They start trading again. Lethal wins out. So then Hobbs gets on the apron like, hey, what up? But then Lethal's like, enough of this shit. He drop kicks him to the floor. And then Lethal hits the ropes. Stark sends him outside. So Lethal, he was going to try to hit a tope on Hobbs, but Hobbs was just like, get the fuck. He swipes him down.
Yep.
So then Dante Martin just appears from behind fucking Lee.
I don't know
Starks
where.
He's like, hey.
I don't know.
He zooms the past commentators, Ricky Starks.
The commentators ain't even like.
Yeah. They're like, what the hell? Oh, shit, that's Dante Martin.
Yeah, where the fuck, bro? Yeah.
You just see Ricky Hobbs like, mm-hmm. what?
Yeah.
As Dante runs past him. And he just leaps and just jumps 20 feet in the air like he usually does on the Hobbs outside.
Yeah.
And then Lethal gets back in the ring, hits a big cutter, and he calls for the lethal injection, but Starks mm-hmm. dodges it, underhooks him, but then Lethal stacks him up, gets a two count off of it. So he hits the ropes one more time, tries for lethal injection, but Ricky Starks catches him mid fucking air and drops him with the Rochambeau.
And that
gets the win. That was the best lethal injection counter I've ever seen.
That was crazy. I popped when I saw that shit. I'm watching. I'm there. Like Yoshi was talking to me, but you sense some shit crazy about the. It's gonna be a weird ass situation, and I'm feeling it. And I'm looking, and then boom, Rochambeau. I was like, yo, what the fuck? How do you do that? That's like catching a RKO from out of nowhere. Like that's how crazy that was.
One of those.
I was like, yo.
And it was clean as hell. I was like, Jesus.
Nah, I marked. I literally just, yo. You know, I'm talking about hands on your head, all that shit. I was like, that's crazy. Oh, my God. And Ricky looked like a savage.
Yeah.
Ricky looked like a savage, bro. Whole match, bro. He just looked mean, bro.
Ricky Starks is fucking great. So is Jay Lethal, obviously. Yes. But like,
but we know about Jay Lethal.
Yeah, we know Jay Lethal like, is.
He can have a match with a paper bag and still make that shit fire. Ricky Stark out here, bro, is not playing, bro.
Really good match. Really good match. And like I said earlier, I definitely got to see more Ricky Starks on TV, man. Like
Me too.
Everything from promos to ring work, like this dude's got it, man. He's got it.
So. He gives me heel Rocky vibes, and I love that.
He does.
And I love that shit. I fucking love it. Fucking, what do you call this kid? Fuck, I forgot his name now. Fucking... What is his name? Dante Martin.
Yeah.
So Dante Martin, when Dante Martin is in the middle of the ring holding up Jay Lethal, he looks so sad. I don't know what it is. Maybe he just has like a very sympathetic kind of face, but he looks so sad, bro. Like he was like, damn, buddy, I'm sorry. Oh, man. But, hey, man, that's why I like this. You know, I like AEW because these guys, they ain't got to say too much. You feel me? They can prove it all in the ring. Their facial expressions, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really have to talk too much. And that's kind of like what it is about AEW. Like, it's less said and more done. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with that.
Like, yeah, like, we talked about that with their storytelling. Like, even earlier with... The Darby and Sammy thing, like they even pushed forward the little story of Jericho and the Inner Circle and all that with Jericho about to get up. But Darby comes out and Jericho, like stuff like that. It's little things.
Well, it wasn't about to get up. The man was up.
About to go to the ring. But like even little things like that, it shows that the story is moving. The world is alive. The characters behave in realistic ways. Like there are things that you can do to push your stories forward other than just giving a guy a mic.
Yeah, which is why Wednesday, fuck you, Dan Lambert. And come on, man, you got to do better with Adam Page, man.
Yeah.
So that's my only two sentiments about Wednesday. It's like, you do it over here, you do it damn near everywhere else. You know, you know how to do it. Just do that. Like, stop trying to go left and just do that. Stop trying to.
Like the Dan Lambert problem. Actually, Dan Lambert could just probably shut the fuck up for a while. Like, put it like this. Dan Lambert show up to the show and we got to see right off rip. Which Dan Lambert are we doing tonight? Do we get walking Facebook profile Dan Lambert or do we get wrestling historian Dan Lambert? If we get the former, then no. Take it back. Sit down. Let whoever else talk. But if we get wrestling historian Dan Lambert, then all right, we can do that. We can rock with that. We can work with that. But that other shit, get it out.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need none of that.
No.
But yeah. But Dan Lambert talking about like Dory Funk and shit. I like that shit. But anyway, that's AEW Rampage.
This is Rampage, baby.
This is Rampage, baby. Like I said, it's always such an easy hour to watch. Like, no matter what, I'm always like, there's always going to be usually at least one really good to great match on here. There's going to be some story progression. It's light, it's easy, it's fun.
And for those of you who wanted women's wrestling, fuck yeah, this week. God damn. That shit was special.
They setting up
the DQ finish, man. But you know, everything else, that was special.
Yeah, they setting up stuff like, You got like clearly they're now they're heavy on that the Layla Hirsch heel turn. And they're going to set up a big match. Yeah, that was good, too. Yeah, with her.
Didn't they do a little thing there, too, where she attacked?
Yeah, she killed her with a chair.
Yeah. Damn, yeah. She's a little angry little motherfucker. I was telling Yoshi, I was like, look, Yoshi, that's you. Little angry motherfucker.
Now, yeah, Layla Hirsch is going to be Yoshi after 2 months in the gym, 2 months straight in the gym.
Facts.
She's going to come out of that putting people in arm bars and shit.
Arm bar. Yeah. Arm drag. The Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
God damn it, Chris Jericho.
The moss covered three. She's going to do that shit.
The something redundant.
Yeah, that shit.
Oh, God.
But yeah, you know, this is Rampage. Like I said, you always have a good time watching Rampage.
Well, with that being said, Tiv, let them know where to find us now.
Indeed, you already know where to find us. Find us on Instagram at RambleMania Show and at Banter Club Podcast. Find us on Twitter at RambleMania, Facebook.com/RambleMania Show. Also, find our group there, RambleMania Show's Banter Club, where we and the other podcasters and wrestlers and everybody we associate with post all our goings on and all that is going down. As far as the audio goes, where everywhere audio was found, that is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, TuneIn, Overcast, everywhere your podcasts are found, just search RambleMania Show or Banter Club. And of course, when you get there, if you're either on Spotify or Apple, throw us one of them ratings, a 5-star, if you feel so inclined, because that will help us rise in the algorithms.
5-star like a frog splash.
Indeed. So also, on the visuals, we are on twitch.tv/RambleManiaShow. Mm-hmm. We are on YouTube, of course, search RambleMania Show or Banter Club. And when you get here, like the videos, click subscribe, and click the bell so that when new content drops, it goes straight to you. And that's for me personally. Find me on Instagram at TJ the Great One. That's TJ the GR, the number 8, the number 1. And find me on Twitter at TJ the Great. That's TJ the GR, the number 8. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting something, all right.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Wait, no. There's something that I do. TJ the Great. It's good with my memory, son. What the fuck? Oh, man. You can find me on Instagram at the number 6, the letter X, the letter L, that is at 6XL. You can find me on Twitter at SIIXX. Ain't I great? That is at SIIXX. You already. Well, we're going to leave you BC aliens out there with a little something we like to call a too sweet.
Too sweet.
And a good fight.
And a good night.
Blega blega blep blega blega blep blega blega blep blega blega blep blega 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 blega. Sorry about your damn luck.
Oh my God, could it be him?